Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2017. From braille displays to video magnifiers, we're bringing you the dish on the hottest new products, apps, and more. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
VisionAware.org is a free, easy-to-use website for adults with vision problems. If you're having trouble seeing and don't know where to turn for answers, VisionAware provides you with expert solutions and advice. Learn about your eye condition. Get practical advice for working with vision loss. Discover how to keep doing all the things you love to do. Find help, hope, and connection at visionaware.org.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are down in the exhibit hall, CSUN 2017, with Robert Jaquist. He is a sales engineer for American Thermoform, and I am standing by yet another huge braille embosser. Robert, welcome to the podcast, and tell me what I'm looking at here.
You are looking at a Braillo 300 series printer S2.
S2.
This is our famous Braillo 300. We've done a little bit of redesigning on it. We have a new case on it, and we've been able to bring the price down to $23,000. And this machine will do double-sided braille 300 characters a second all day long.
So we're kind of in this mid-range. You say, and someone's going to laugh at you, say bring the price down to $23,000, but this is a different class of braille embosser. These are designed for transcribing houses and people who are producing lots and lots
of
braille.
Or school, yes.
Sure.
And these were up in the close to $40,000 for a while. We did bring the price down considerably.
Awesome. So aside from the price, what else makes this embosser different or unique?
It's longevity. 30 years from now, you will still be able to get parts for it.
Yeah, you guys still support a lot of your older embossers.
We support our older embossers. If you have a 1980 version Braillo and you need some new parts, we can get new parts for it.
How does one control this embosser? Is that a touchscreen on the front?
It has a touchscreen and there is speech. I don't have the speech enabled, but it can have speech output.
Is the touchscreen accessible then?
Or? Yes, with the speech output, it is accessible.
Which seems like a funny question, but there actually are a few higher-level braille embossers that are not accessible for a blind person, at least to control.
Yeah, you can certainly control this one. And once you've turned it on and got it going, you can drive it with Duxbury just fine.
What type of paper does it use?
It uses fanfold paper.
All right, so your typical
Tractor feed with the paper.
You can have
19-hole punch on the side if you want it.
Will it do that automatically then? Or?
No, it won't punch the paper.
Oh, okay. Got you.
You have to buy the paper pre-punched.
So the typical use, how many pages per hour?
1,000 pages an hour.
So how much can it print without me or you having to come in and take out those 1,000 or how many pages?
Well, the paper just runs out and lands on the floor.
Okay.
So, you know, it's going to stop printing when it runs out of paper or runs out of info.
So it'll push it far enough away that it won't get log-jammed in because of the
huge... Right. No, it just comes out the front. There's a slot out the front and it goes out. It doesn't pile up anywhere.
Perhaps it doesn't...
Pile up. It just would pile up on the floor.
Yeah, sure. And then someone gets to figure that out later.
In a box, yeah.
That's the intern's job later when they come in to sort out all the braille paper. Perhaps it's not the correct market, but a lot of embossers now are going to other means of communications, whether it's Wi-Fi or mobile apps. Is any of that exist here, or is this more concentrating on desktop?
Wi-Fi, it does have Wi-Fi cable, and I'm sure it has a USB connection.
Okay, and like you said, it works. Does Duxbury...
Duxbury works just fine with it.
So one would need to purchase a copy of Duxbury to use it with
Duxbury
this?
Duxbury comes with it.
Oh, all right. That saves you a little bit of money. It comes out already pre-installed, at least the current version, or does it get updated?
It would act like an existing Duxbury purchase.
Got you. So you get it, and then all you have to do later on is update your Duxbury for a little bit if you wanted to carry it. But even... Just like this embosser, Duxbury supports things for a long, long time, and they still support your old embossers from 30 years ago as well. So
yes,
awesome. So $23,000. How does one get more information about this? I don't. It's not the type of thing that I can just order today and you're going to deliver it to me tomorrow, right?
No, but we are running a 10% off show special. JJ, if you'd like to take this one.
So we're down to $20,007.
We could probably get it delivered to you. call 909-593-6711, and I am at extension 102.
All right, and you have a website?
Yes, AmericanThermoForm.com.
Awesome. And like you said, $20,007 or $23,000 normal price. Is it shipping now?
Yes.
And give that model number one more time.
Brelo 300 S2.
For Series 2. There you go. Thank you so much, Robert, for showing us the new embosser. Appreciate it.
Hey, you have a great day.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2017.